Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today is the day we have to talk about BMW E21. Yes, this car was just the roof of the BMW 3 Series that we all of us love, the E30. We have to consider that BMW had a big economic crisis after the Second World War that for more than 15 years forced the brand to produce cars outside of the spirit that we now love today. So, in the 70s, the BMW was already out of this period of crisis from about 10 years, so it was quite strong to build a new model car, starting from the 02 series of the 60s, to produce the new car, the new sedan with the typical proportion and shape, so 3 volumes, 2 doors, that they will generate after the 3 series in all the forward generation, so the 30, 36, 46 and whatever. We have to consider that from the body of the 02, they made some improvement about dimension, but overall rigidity of the structure. Yes, because one of the problems of the car of the 60s was the rigidity, the body resistance of the torsion that the body has when you drive, when you make turns and acceleration and brakes. If the body is not stiff enough, you have changes in the behavior of the body, of the car, and of your driving. So, of this car was quite bigger than the earlier series. So the wheelbase was about 60 mil over 63 mil longer. They had the same suspension scheme, so McPherson in the front and independent rear suspension with the arms, triangular arms in the back. Sorry guys, I took the mosquito. And this car was with the bigger engine. We had 1.6 liter, 1.8 and 2 liter. All these engines were the M10, so were 4 cylinder. And in fact, the clients said that the first series of the 320, so the car with 2 liter, was underpowered if compared with the previous model. So they made, BMW made the new 6 cylinder 320 engine, 6 cylinder, that would generate the 320 and 323, so the 2 liter and 2.3 liter. We had bigger power, more power. There is a 125, 129 horsepower with the 2 liter and 143 with the 323 model. The mechanical, so, was a layout quite classical for today. So, frontal engine and gearbox, 4-speed gearbox. Yes, the client said that the rate were quite short. So, to have elasticity, to have torque, to have a spirit of a sports car. So, after, in this period of production, they raised even the 5-speed manual gearbox. This car was produced from 1975 and 1983. We have the previous series, so under the 2 liter, 1.6 and 1.8 liter, with two headlights in the front. The model of more than 2 liter had 4 headlights in the front, so smaller but 4 headlights. We have even the USA model with different bumpers. Yes, this bumpers was with the absorber. And this bumper made the car about 100 kilograms heavier. The proportion of this car were very good because we have the design made by Paul Brack. Paul Brack worked in BMW till 1974. Before the presentation of the car to the public, Paul Brack went to the Peugeot. And Claude Luth completed the design, and this guy take even the owner and of the copyright of the design, but it was made by Paul Bracht with the typical frontal part with the slope that go inner inside with the small kidneys in the middle was the same of the BMW 5 Series E12. We have even the typical on the side of Meister design. Yes, the third light of the car and of Meister design. Yes, where the shape of the window make this shape and come back before coming horizontal. We have an original design on the front and on the side. Not very good, not very original in the back, but my opinion was very nice too. This car has the behavior be better than the before Series 02, but was quite dangerous on wet. Yeah, because this car had independent suspension and were even quite soft. So if compare the behavior of this car to some other competitors, just like Alfa Romeo, Alfetta, the Alfa Romeo was more performance. Yes, was more powerful. It was even better on the road, on track. But this was different period. The Alfa Romeo was at the apex of its technological evolution of the model. In this case, we have a BMW that was forging, was now crafting the spirit of the brand. So we have to consider that these three series was something that deserve better evolution, a better grow up of the model. So we have considered that we are just comparing one adult, the Alfetta, to with a young guy, the BMW E21. So I adore this car because it was very symbolic in the brand, for the design, for the layout disposition, for the mechanical evolution, because we have the first 6-cylinder on 2-liter model on the 3 series. And this is very nice because the engine was mythical, was very famous. We have even the engine, the M10 engine with 1.6, 1.8 and 2-liter version that will be the base for the M3 on the E30. So this same engine was even used to make very, very famous engines of BMW. We will talk in another video. So consider that this model was very important, was very nice, and even today, if you find one, buy one and keep it, because it's very nice to drive. Yes, it's a very nice car. It's small if you see today, because it was 4.35 meters for 1.61 meters of wide, 1.40 meters about the height. The wheelbase, I already told you, is about 2.60 meters. And the brakes, yes, disc brake in the front and was thumb brakes in the back, except for the 322. It was the only version with the disc brake even in the back. We have to consider even that from this car, they will make a sport version with 300 horsepower, was a Formula 2 engine put in it. And there was even the very famous Cabrio. Yes, it was not a total open top. We have the roll bar and we have a soft top that you can close. But yes, was very important for BMW to develop what would be the next series of the BMW. So thank you guys for watching this video. Subscribe to my channel today. Make sure you hit the bell and thumbs up. Thank you. Bye.